Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Jada, sadly, I was misinformed. We didn't get to see the full eclipse, but, you know, we saw most of it. That was cool.
Yeah. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We also did not have a full eclipse here in Hudson, but it was pretty close. We were at 95% in Hudson. And the weather mostly cooperated. We had some cloudy moments where you couldn't really see anything, but
we
for the
had
most
mostly
part,
cloudy moments.
Yeah, most of the time. We had select moments where the clouds were obscuring the sun entirely,
but I liked when I could see it with the clouds, because the clouds were kind of like perfectly clear, and then some like thin clouds, and then it was fully cloudy. And when it was the thin clouds, it kind of looked like the moon, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it's like you have to keep reminding yourself that you're looking at the sun and not the moon, because you're used to the crescent being a moon shape. It's pretty cool. But we made it through. We survived the eclipse so far, knock on wood. So that's good. But excited to talk about some books today with you. We'll see if our friend Fatia is able to join us later, perhaps. But in the meantime, did you have a book you wanted to share, Jada?
Well, it isn't really a book, but today my mom got me some Disney comics, Disney Princess, and I like it because it's not the original story, and it's not like cutesy Disney stuff. It's actually pretty funny, and I can go for some comics any day, so started to read it. It's pretty big, and it's pretty good. Doesn't really need a description. It's just comics about Disney princesses and Disney movies.
Is it
And
like a
stuff.
collection of different
Yeah, it's a
stories, or
collection of comics.
is it all different princesses, or
yeah, there are chapters. There are 11 of them, from like the earliest, from Snow White to Tiana to Merida, so you know, just kind of spanning Disney. And it's pretty fun, you know. It's one of those Disney things that's not for little kids that I can enjoy.
Nice. That sounds fun. I know a lot of people like reading Disney books because they like the characters. And there's a range of picture books. I didn't know there were graphic novels, but it makes sense that there are. And then there's also chapter books. I don't know that there's many adult books on Disney characters, but there's probably some, maybe more like informational books.
Yeah, the adult ones for Disney, I would think they'd be more like the behind the scenes thought process, you know, behind the animation type books for Disney, not about the Disney princesses themselves. But I'm always into comics, so yeah, that's just a book that I read.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite Disney princess?
I like Tiana a lot, and I finally was able to try beignets, and they are delicious and amazing and delicious.
So you learned about those from
Yeah, I've been wanting to try it whenever I first watched the movie, which was like when I was a baby. So
it's funny, the stuff like that you learn from animations. Like, I remember as a kid watching an animated version of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and just being like, what is Turkish delight? It sounds delightful.
yeah, and I tried it once and it wasn't as delightful as I
It's
thought it was
not my
going to be.
favorite.
Like how I don't eat meat now, but they always made stuff like turkey just to look so good. And then when I eat it, it's always like just not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
So it's just
Yeah.
animation makes everything look better than it actually is.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I have an interesting book that I actually haven't finished it yet, even though it's very short, because I keep trying to read it too late at night and having trouble keeping my eyes open. So it's been taking me longer than this book should, because it's an interesting book. I borrowed it. Well, first, I'll tell you what it is. It's called Annie Lumsden, The Girl from the Sea, and it's by David Almond and illustrated by Beatrice Alemania. And I borrowed it because I love Beatrice Alemania. She does a lot of picture books, very quirky illustrations, very creative. And sometimes she writes the books too. So her stories often are also quirky and interesting, and they're just very different. And I find it, even if I don't love the story, like I love the illustrations. And I had recently found a picture book. I was at an art museum in New Hampshire when I was visiting my mom, and I saw they had a bunch of her books in the museum gift shop, and I saw one that I'd never read before and that nobody in the library system had it, so I decided to buy it. But it made me want to see if there were any other books I was missing that were in the system, and I found this one. And I don't actually know if I've ever read anything by David Almond, but he writes a lot of, I think, primarily middle grade chapter books. I don't know if he also has some teen ones, but he's a name that I'm familiar with, but I don't think I've ever read anything by him. But this one, I would say, I guess if I was going to purchase this for the library and add it to our collection, I would put it in the middle grade section. But it's sort of like the equivalent of a picture book for middle grade readers, because it's got more text like a chapter book, but it doesn't, I don't think it has chapters, but it has a lot of pictures, a lot of artwork, but it's longer than a standard picture book. But I really like the artwork and the storytelling is interesting. I'm interested to see where it goes, but I will read the description for this one. Annie has never been like the other girls, and at school, the words and numbers just didn't line up for her. But she loves to swim in the sea and lie on the rocks at the beach, her head full of her mum's tales. In these stories, Annie is always a fish in the sea, the only thing that has ever felt right to her. Then a stranger who comes to town is struck by the beauty and wonder of Annie, and she realizes that perhaps she is really half a creature from the sea. So I don't know yet, because I haven't finished it, if we're going to find out definitively if she is a creature from the sea or half a creature from the sea or not. Or if it'll be open-ended, that maybe the tale that her mom is telling her is, how much of a tall tale is it? Is it a real-life tale or a fictional tale? But it's a very interesting story. It has a little bit of a fairy tale feel to it, although mixed with contemporary storytelling. But for me, the highlight is the illustrations, because Beatrice Alemanya is a treasure. So that's one of the books I've been reading. I also have been very slowly reading a book of poetry. And by slowly, I mean I read a poem a day at the most. So the book of poetry that I'm reading is not intended for young audiences, but so far the poems have been seemingly age appropriate for young readers as well. My guess is that will be the case for most of them. But it is a collection of poems called You Are Here, Poetry in the Natural World. And it's edited and introduced by the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States, Ada Limon, who is a fabulous poet who I'm really excited about. I love her poetry, and she's been one of my favorites. And the previous poet laureate was Joy Harjo, who is another favorite poet of mine. So I was really excited when she got named the US Poet Laureate. And then when my other favorite poet got named the next one, I was very excited. But this has a lot of poems connected with nature by many poets that I've heard of and re enjoyed, such as Joy Harjo, Kevin Young, Khadija Queen, Ilya Kaminsky, Jericho Brown, Hanif Abdurraqib, Aimee Nezhukumatathil, and others. And then there's also a bunch of poets that I've never read before. So I like reading these kind of books because you get to read, well, in this case, I love nature and I love poems about nature. So the collection is really up my alley. But then I love getting exposed to all sorts of new poets. And then I can kind of dive deep if I want. Like if I find a poem that I really enjoy, I can try reading other stuff by them, either in collected form or online. But I could read one from here that I've read so far. I'll read the one by Joy Harjo. Let's see. Okay. It is called Eat. Grasshoppers devoured the sunflowers, petal by petal to raggedy yellow flags. Squash blossoms of small suns blessed by dewdrops flared beauty in the morning, until an army of squash bugs landed and ate, then dragged their bellies from the carnage. Field mice chewed their way into the house. They eat anything sweet and leave their pebbles in staggered lines to the closet door. Hungry tree frogs clung to the screen. Their curled tongues catch anything with wings driven to the light. We found a snake hidden on the porch. There were rumors in the yard of fat mice frolicking there. The night is swallowing daylight. We sit down to eat. I liked that one. So again, Joy Harjo is the 23rd Poet Laureate of the United States. So she was the predecessor to Ada Limon, who is now the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States. And Joy Harjo is a member of the Muscogee Nation, and she's written a lot of books, including books of poetry and some memoirs and some children's books, and I believe some plays. And then she also is a musician, so she's recorded some music albums as well. But she's great. So that was her contribution. The one I'm not sure about, I'm not sure if Ada Limon has a poem in the collection or not. I don't know if she's, I don't think she does. But I do have a favorite poem by Ada Limon that I read at this time every year because it's amazing and I love it. So I could read that. And it is called Instructions on Not Giving Up. So this is Ada Limon, the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States. More than the fuchsia funnels breaking out of the crabapple tree, more than the neighbors' almost obscene display of cherry limbs shoving their cotton candy colored blossoms to the slate sky of spring rains, it's the greening of the trees that really gets to me. When all the shock of white and taffy, the world's baubles and trinkets, leave the pavement strewn with the confetti of aftermath, the leaves come out. Patient plodding, a green skin growing over whatever winter did to us, a return to the strange idea of continuous living despite the mess of us, the hurt, the empty. Fine then, I'll take it, the tree seems to say. A new slick leaf unfurling like a fist to an open palm. I'll take it all. That's Instructions on Not Giving Up by Ada Limon. Love that one. I could read some other springy nature poems. These are not from the book, but I'll share them. So another one is called Cherry Blossoms by Toi Derricote. And I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right. I'll have to look that up later. My apologies if I'm not. You too could look it up later. But our cherry tree in front of the library is starting to bloom and it's really beautiful. So I love cherry blossoms. So here it is. I went down to mingle my breath with the breath of the cherry blossoms. There were photographers, mothers arranging their children against gnarled old trees. A couple hugging asks a passerby to snap them like that, so that their love will always be caught between two friendships, ours and the friendship of the cherry trees. Oh, cherry, why can't my poems be as beautiful? A young woman in a fur-trimmed coat sets a card table with linens, candles, a picnic basket, and wine. A father tips a boy's wheelchair back so he can gaze up at a branched heaven. All around us, the blossoms flurry down, whispering, be patient. You have an ancient beauty. Be patient. You have an ancient beauty. That's Cherry Blossoms by Toi Derricote or Derricote from The Undertaker's Daughter. I like that one a lot. I love this time of year when everything's blooming and everything's budding and starting to get green again. So pretty. And while I'm on the site, I'll share one more poem. This one is by E.E. Cummings. And it's called Spring is Like a Perhaps Hand. And it looks like this is maybe a portion of a poem because it says it's like part three. It says three. Spring is like a perhaps hand which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window into which people look while people stare, arranging and changing placing. Carefully, they're a strange thing and a known thing here, and changing everything carefully. Spring is like a perhaps hand in a window, carefully to and fro, moving new and old things, while people stare carefully, moving a perhaps fraction of flower here, placing an inch of air there, and without breaking anything. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That one was a jumble. Fun to try to say. But yeah, so those are a few spring poems for everybody. I love springtime, although I have to say, I'm getting a little tired of the wintry spring days. We have these days that are beautiful and sunny, and you just want to be outside all day. And then all of a sudden, it's like raining and cold or flurries. Tired of those days. I'm ready for it to be just full on spring, but it makes those days extra nice when you do get them. I also want to let our young listeners know about a program coming up at the library at the end of April, and it is the return of a popular program called Hey DJ, where Sarah Van Buren from the Shaker Museum comes to facilitate a youth DJ workshop. It's for ages 9 to 16, and it's a 4-day intensive. So there'll be a series of studio days, and then there's going to be a final performance when the newly trained DJs take the stage for a dance party, which will be really fun. So it's April, Monday and Tuesday, April 29th and 30th from 3 to 5, and then Wednesday is off, and then Thursday, May 2nd, 3 to 5, and then Friday, May 3rd, 3 to 5. And then following that final class on that Friday, there's going to be a performance and pizza party from 5 to 7 p.m. And we had this workshop last summer, and it was super fun. And I didn't get to come to the dance party, but I heard it was really fun. And it also gets broadcast on WGXE, the DJ party. So I was actually visiting my mom at the time when that party happened. So I was out of town, but I was able to listen to it on WGXE via the WGXE app on my phone. So that was cool. I've had that happen before where I can't make it to something and then WGXE is broadcasting it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can attend on my phone. Lovely. But if anyone out there listening, a young person ages 9 to 16, is interested in participating, email Tracy at programs@hudsonarealibrary.org, or you can call the library at 518-828-1792, extension 101. You can also find all this information on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org, or stop on by the library for more info too. And space is limited for that, so kids do need to register. So again, that's Hey DJ for ages 9 to 16, a DJ intensive workshop series, followed by a performance and pizza party. And it's going to be the week of April 29th. So meeting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday that week. So check out hudsonarealibrary.org for more info or contact us at 518-828-1792, extension 101, or programs@hudsonarealibrary.org. And we have a lot of other programs happening too, but I just wanted to highlight that one since our show is kind of geared towards those ages. I thought it'd make sense to share. Do you have anything you're especially excited for, Jada, coming up?
Well, I'm going to meet up with my friend tomorrow, and we're going to do some playing at arcades and stuff, so that
Oh,
should be
cool.
fun.
Does sound fun.
Nothing particular looking forward to. I just hope that I have a pretty good week, and maybe other fun stuff will pop up.
Yeah, stay optimistic. Who knows
Yeah.
what'll happen? And of course, I'm very excited for the upcoming Hudson Children's Book Festival, which will be on Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. There'll be many, many, many authors and illustrators who write and illustrate books for children and teens that will be in town to share their work and meet kids and families at the school. We're always excited about the event, and we're working with WGXE and the school to plan our special Book Fest radio show for the Friday before. So we don't have the set time just yet. We're working on that, but it's likely going to be the afternoon of Friday, May 3rd, probably 2 to 4. So be sure to listen in. We'll give you more information on a future show, though, and announce it. So, but that's always fun when we get to talk with all the authors. But, anyways, I think we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading!
थम गए तो कुछ नहीं, एक रास्ता है जिंदगी, जो थम गए तो कुछ नहीं, ये कदम दम किसी मुकाम पे जो जम गए तो कुछ नहीं एक रास्ता है जिंदगी जो थम हरी रहेगी राह गुजर जो हम